Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoked Mind Gym, your daily workout for mental fitness. Ever feel like your mind is a crowded marketplace? Thoughts buzzing everywhere, anxieties whispering in your ear, and sometimes it feels like you're just trying to keep your head above water. Today, we're talking about creating a safe space for your mental well-being because seriously, who wouldn't want a mental sanctuary where they can recharge and actually think clearly? Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of screaming toddlers expecting a relaxing nap, right? Your mind is no different. It needs its own safe space to process, heal, and grow. So, how do we build that mental sanctuary? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, awareness. This isn't about overthinking or constantly analyzing every single thought that's a rabbit hole we want to avoid. It's about tuning into your mental landscape. Notice when you're feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, or even just plain bored. Recognizing these emotions is the first step towards managing them. Ever notice how you feel differently after a good workout? Just like physical exercise clears out those cobwebs in your body, taking time to acknowledge your mental state can help clear the clutter in your mind. Second, boundaries. This is where we get real about protecting that mental space we're trying to build. Learn to say no to things that drain you, both physically and emotionally. It's okay to set limits on how much time you spend scrolling social media, checking emails, or engaging in draining conversations. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources, invest them wisely. You wouldn't let anyone barge into your home uninvited, right? Treat your mind with the same respect. Third, mindfulness. This is about bringing your full attention to the present moment. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. There are tons of great mindfulness apps out there that can guide you through these exercises. It's like hitting the reset button for your brain, clearing out the static and allowing you to feel more grounded. Fourth, connection. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building genuine relationships can nourish our mental well-being. Ever notice how a good conversation with a friend can instantly lift your spirits? Make time for the people who matter most. Their support and love are invaluable treasures. And finally, self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those can be nice. It's about actively engaging in activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and replenish your energy. Think of it as refueling your mental batteries. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or pursuing a hobby. Find what works for you and make time for it regularly. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. You're feeling the butterflies, the pressure's on, and your mind is racing with potential pitfalls. How can we apply these principles to create a safe space for our mental well-being in this situation? First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to be nervous. Then, set boundaries by limiting distractions before the presentation, phone on silent, email notifications off. Take a few moments to practice deep breathing exercises, focusing on your breath as a way to ground yourself in the present moment. And finally, remind yourself of past successes and build your confidence. Remember, creating a safe space for your mental well-being is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It takes conscious effort and consistent practice. But by incorporating these principles into your daily life, you can cultivate a more resilient, peaceful, and fulfilling mind. Keep practicing those mental fitness routines, folks. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep that Stoked Mind Gym in tip-top shape.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.